I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and my topic this week is Stop, Pray, Move. Now, if you're like me, you sometimes have trouble knowing whether God wants you to stand still and pray about some situation, or should you do something? Hopefully, I can spread some light on this topic as we look into God's Word to find out when to stop, when to pray, and when to move. You are no doubt familiar with how the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea as they were being chased by Pharaoh. You'll find that in Exodus 13 and 14. And as Pharaoh approached, the Israelites were terrified and they cried out to the Lord. They dumped on Moses, asking him why he had brought them into the desert to die. After all, they could have died much more comfortably in Egypt. They complained to Moses that they would rather have been slaves in Egypt than be killed in the desert by Pharaoh's army. Keep in mind, they just witnessed miracle after miracle as God brought them out of the land of bondage. But somehow, when fear took over, they fell right back into their old patterns of griping and complaining. They had one giant pity party. Here is Moses' answer to their complaint from Exodus 14. Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." But notice what God next says to Moses. And then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground." God tells the people through Moses to stop, to stand firm, and let the Lord fight for them. They should simply be still. And then God says to Moses, stop praying and crying out and asking questions. He's given him his marching orders and it's time to move. There's a time to stand still and pray, and there's a time to stop praying and move. And that's what I'm going to be talking about this week. I hope you'll continue to join me. I also hope you'll join me for our weekend getaway in April when Damaris Carball will be with us again. She is one of my dear friends and one of my favorite singers. We're offering her CD, Walk With Me, as a special promotion for a donation of any amount. And it's easy for you to get that. Just visit our website at christianworkingwoman.org and you'll see how you can have her CD, Walk With Me, for any donation. Thank you so much, and be sure to join me again tomorrow.